There's a great question. How do you produce those kalim that you find in the Jewish supermarkets that say tevila is not required and they have a heksher saying it? Where does that come from? Well, it all starts with the Chochmat Adam. We discussed how Uman Kone Bishvah Kli, that a craftsman acquires part of the appreciation of a kli that he produces, and how when it comes to tevilat kalim, really the primary thing is not the craftsman's role per se and his share, but in fact is the name, the owner, the title. Whose name is on this kli? So for Shulchan Aruch, that's all that really matters. As long as a Jew is contributing his materials, a non-Jew can work on it, and that's fine, and tevila is not required. But the Rama was machmir, and he says that we take both into account. Who owns the material, and who's working on it? As such, if a non-Jew provides the materials and a Jew works on it, it's only a suffix if tevila is required, the Rama thinks. And if a Jew is providing the materials for a non-Jew to work on it, so then, it's vaday for Shulchan Aruch not required, and the Rama thinks that it is. So the Chochmat Adam has a huge chidush. He thought you can go the kula both ways. That if you have a factory that's either owned by Jews or operated by Jews, mimanoshach, you can be mekel and say Savik Darabban on the kula, especially in his case, he was talking about glass. This Chochmat Adam was accepted by many poskim, but also rejected by many poskim. And as such, it's important to keep in mind, many poskim say how us in Chutz La'aretz, we don't take this into account. When we have a kli that's in front of us, roll factories are owned and operated by non-Jews. So as long as we don't know any details, we're going to take a kli to the mikveh 100%. This was the minhag in Baghdad, and many poskim, Rav Moshe Rav Avadia, point this out. But not just with respect to the Rov, which, by the way, opens a whole door of figuring out Rov, Kavua, Safik. Not just with respect to that. Our modern-day factory industrial reality might not be parallel, might not be the same as the Chochmat Adam's case. He might have been talking about a case, the postkim say, that you literally have a worker building a kli by himself. But nowadays, our factories are very much push the button and it'll pop out on its own. If the worker is merely pushing the buttons and he's not actually contributing with his own hands to hand make something, then that already is not Uman Kone Bishvach Kli, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. They're just the assist. Plus, they're all hourly waged workers. If they're not being paid per item that they produce, which might depend on your factory, then that also would not be the same. And of course, the Chochmat Adam probably agrees to this as well. He was also talking about glass and not about metal. So, there is much to say for the Chochmat Adam's Chidush, but in its practical relevance, it might not be so applicable to our situation. As much as you could have looked at that as an opportunity to produce kalim that don't require tevila, it's not so pashut. Obviously, if it's produced in Eretz Yisrael, Jewish-owned factory, and most of them are Jewish-owned, so then you can be makel on that as well. But basically, what it comes down to is that the factory is owned by a Jew, meaning it's his raw materials, and there's lots of room to say that kalim do not require tevila, as long as we can guarantee they remain in Jewish ownership until they reach the consumer's possession. So how do we do that with factories in China? If we can mass-produce kalim under Jewish ownership and keep that Jewish ownership, then we can get away with not requiring tevila for so many things. Well, we need to own the materials, so how do we do that? Well, there are 6 kinyanim for metaltalin. Remember, this is a chiyu d'oraita. Tevila kelim is not a derabana, necessarily. So we have to make sure that we do kinyanim just like mechirat chametz. We want to sell chametz on the d'oraita level, not on the derabana level. Otherwise, we'll be chayev karet, val yirei, val yimatzeh. So the postkim outlined 6 different kinyanim. We spoke about them at length in the long shir. You can listen to that for all the pluses and minuses, the challenges and opportunities of using each kinyan. But just to outline quickly, we spoke about 7 different kinyanim that could help us here. Ma'ot, paying with money. Meshicha or hagba'a, means pulling and lifting the item. Dina de malchuta is the law of the land, making an oral agreement. Minag asochrim is situmta, a handshake. That might work as well. Chatzer means purchasing the land and acquiring the movables that are currently on it. And agav, purchasing the land and acquiring movables anywhere in the world at the same time. Followed by chalipin, which is a sudar, a handkerchief, lifting up some symbolic item to demonstrate a greater level of commitment. When it comes to all 7 of these, basically, either they fail to work with a non-Jew, or they fail to work Min HaTorah on a halachic level. On a logistical level, you might need to have a mashgiach present at every single run in the factory in China, and that's really not logistically easy. Plus, the goods might not always be there, the goods might be difficult to track, even if you do all these kinyanim, who says that what you're getting is actually what they got, what you purchased. All in all, it is tremendously difficult to orchestrate a purchase, a run of tevila-free kelim. There are hashgachas that do it, and we're not here to cast aspersions on what they're doing, but it's not such a simple thing. And as Rav Hashem, in our final shiur, when we discuss disposables, we will actually discuss how lema'aseh happens with a few more nuggets of halacha that take care of a few of these issues. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen.